We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ooh, I've been hot this morning on this RVA tank guy. You know, the young man who stole an armored personnel carrier last year and drove it all the way down the highway, stopping right outside of the Capitol Square area on Broad Street. I mean, clearly something's up. Something's wrong. Todd Stone is an attorney, former Henrico and Richmond prosecutor and former special assistant U.S. attorney, and he joins us to maybe calm me down this morning. Todd, am I... What do you think? I mean, the guy is found not guilty yesterday by reason of insanity in Nottoway County. And I mean, certainly his defense attorney is obligated to use every tool in the toolkit to try to lessen the sentence on him. But I mean, it drives me crazy to hear that somebody's going to get off after behaving so badly. And that's just the first whack job aspect of this guy.
Yeah, no, I know we've had this discussion before, but you got to remember the criminal system punishes people who act with a specific criminal intent or gross negligence and commit some sort of harm against society that, you know, there's a criminal statute that covers. So here, you know, when you've got someone who's delusional and they don't understand what they're doing because of a mental defect or disease of the mind, then it takes away that criminal intent. So it just kind of takes away one of the elements of the offense. So the criminal system is not the place to punish them. It's sort of like if you think about if you have a toddler who puts a piece of gum in his pocket in the checkout line at Target and you walk out, I think you would agree that toddler is less culpable than he would be 20 years later when he's in college and does the exact same thing, right? And
so I would certainly agree about a toddler. I'm willing to concede that that's a different situation. Yes.
Right. So that, but the idea is the same. So it's in
but that maybe that's part of the problem, Todd. Not to interrupt you, but I mean, this guy was coherent enough to steal a tank and drive it for over an hour. I mean, you know, that's one thing if you fly off the handle or, you know, if you're in a delusional state and someone confronts you and something snaps and you freak out. But I mean, this seems the definition of deliberate. I mean, he it's not like it just happened. He deliberately did it. How can they let him off the hook?
Well, and there's not a black and white line in cases like this, but it depends on expert testimony. And in this case, there were multiple experts who did a thorough evaluation, and they look at his mental state at the time of the offense. So it's not the state of his mind right now, but at that time, and they decided that he, you know, was under, that he had a mental disease or defect that caused him to not understand right from wrong or not be able to control his actions. And so, and I think in this specific case, he believed he had orders to do something to very public, to take this tank, you know, or he would be taken into federal custody. I mean, it's just, it's madness. It doesn't make sense. It's delusional, but the criminal system isn't set up to punish people who don't understand what they're doing when it's the result of a mental disease or defect.
Yeah, my fear, Todd, and again, this is outside of the law, and I will take my own advice. If you don't like the law, then you should petition to change it. So I guess that should be my next step, is if the law allows this and I think it's wrong, then we should change the law. So just to be intellectually honest about my own hostility to people who rant and rave and then don't change it. But, you know, don't you think as an attorney and as somebody who's prosecuted all over Central Virginia, don't you think this sends a message to the average person who's just sitting there having breakfast this morning going, oh, he got off. Wow, I'm kind of surprised that we'd allow that. And you know, down the road, it lowers the inhibitions of whack jobs in our society.
Well, I mean, I can see that argument, but the fact is that it's not easy to mount a successful insanity defense, and it does depend on, you know, expert testimony and lots of evaluations and testing, and so it's not something that people can easily just come out and fake, and I've seen legitimate, you know, insanity defenses. I had one years ago, and you know, the person has been out as a productive taxpaying member of society instead of us, you know, paying to warehouse them for 20 years. So there are successful cases where it is a legitimate defense, and it's a tough one to fake. So I see it on a little bit different side.
You don't think it's easy to fake it?
No, I don't think it's easy to fake it. It's really not. It's not something that's used very often, and it's in my experience, it's been used in cases, you know, where it's a pretty legitimate defense, and there are some serious mental issues.
This guy's not off the hook yet. He's going to be evaluated by a hospital, so I guess he could be committed for an extended period of time. Plus, he's being held for breaking the conditions of his bond by flying to Iraq, for goodness sake, and going to Erbil.
Right.
I've been to Erbil. You don't just show up in Erbil and have them welcome you with open arms. It's craziness. And then the Army, I guess, could file charges after he deals with the state issue. Are you surprised that it's this order? Do you normally have people who are in the military who have to deal with the civilian courts first before they wind up dealing with the military courts?
I mean, I've seen it go both ways, but it's the prosecutors have a lot of discretion, and they usually communicate with one another and plot out how they're going to go forward with it. And I looking before this call this morning, the Virginia statistics from the Department of Health, they say that, you know, the folks who are committed stay for an average of about 6.5 years. Before they're released. Now that's an average. So some are released right away. Some stay in there for a long, long time. But it's not just a slap on the wrist and just turn them loose. It's really more about the focus of, you know, what was their intent at the time? Did they really know what they're doing? And is this something that our criminal system should punish?
Yeah. Well, I hope you're right, and I hope that the right thing has been done. My fear is we thought he was out of the headlines when he first stole the tank. Then this Iraq thing happened, and my fear is what's going to happen next. And you know what? We're all on notice that this guy's a whack job who is potentially a problem, and I hope we don't have to deal with it. I got to go. Todd Stone, former Special Assistant U.S. Attorney. I really, you know, I give you a hard time, but I appreciate it when you come on.
Oh, it's okay. I can take it.
Right. Thanks, Todd.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.